What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703. Always a pleasure to be with you. One of the organizations sponsoring the Atlanta Mayoral Forum 2017, B103 NWAOK, was the Committee for a Better Atlanta. You heard me mention them during the forum. Well, in the studio, we have Mr. David Lee. Yes, CBA board member, executive VP, External Affairs Atlanta Hawks, our great Atlanta Hawks. You got to say it right when you come in. The great Atlanta Hawks. Yes. David, what's happening?
Stuff. That's good stuff.
It's excellent
stuff. I need that every morning.
Now. That's right, man.
You've ruined me.
I've spoiled you now. All right, so let's talk about the Committee for a Better Atlanta. Give us your history.
So the committee was formed in 1996. The intent of the organizational effort and focus is to really help the city and candidates fine-tune their message, clarify their points of what they think is their departure and how they see and envision their city going forward, and then consolidate that information, right, and present it in a really easy-to-access way. It continues to be a refined process. Everything that that is good about it continues to be refined, and the things that we need to strengthen will continue to do so. It's reflective of the city, which means you're seeing people from both the public sector, the private sector. You're seeing folks from both nonprofit and for-profit, right? And it's a nonpartisan body, and it's important to really stress that. The goal is to get the candidates to put their information forward, not the CBA platform. There is no platform other than providing the candidacy, the candidates an opportunity for their viewpoint. Excuse me, their viewpoints and their opinions to be shared.
So the CBA, or Committee for a Better Atlanta, you guys basically keep a score.
We do.
Okay. So help me understand this score. Let me start with the mayor's score, those running for mayor of Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
All right. Peter Amon, Kathy Woolard, Caesar Mitchell, John Eaves, and Kwanzaa Hall received an excellent rating on your scorecard.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Sterling and Keisha Lance Bottoms received a well-qualified marker.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Ford and Mary Norwood did not participate, and the rest not qualified. I have a note about Vincent Ford in just a moment, but explain those markers to us. Excellent, well-qualified, not qualified, and did not participate.
Thank you. So I would encourage everyone to make sure to go on to cbatl.org. And you can view all of the respondents' questions, right? All of the participants had an opportunity to provide responses to questions. We do not edit those questions. Those answers, I should say, that go directly back into the public forum so folks can read exhaustively exactly where each of the candidates are with respect to some of those questions. And so that's phase one. Phase two is an actual interview, very similar to what we're doing right now. We go through a host of items that are designed to really focus on, and if you think about CBA's intent, is to make sure that the highest priority issues of concern around housing and transparency and ethics and our financial competency, public safety, issues around arts and other platforms that really kind of push the city forward and continue to help us be the dynamic community that we are. Those are front and center, both in the written and in the verbal responses. And so what you end up with in terms of these scores in front of you, Rashad, is the final number, right, of how both in, each one of the board members have reviewed those responses and thoroughly. We score them individually. We do the same in the interview process. We score individually. We discuss the candidates in the post-interview process just to make sure that we all heard what we heard. And then you arrive at these median numbers, right? And so this is it's a blend of both the written, the verbal, and then the dialogue that occurs in the room as a result of our direct engagement.
Can you give us an idea of what questions are posed to these candidates?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So at the very beginning, on the written portion, we'd ask for them to provide, the goal is to help vet, knowledge, right? And get into the policy issues and make sure that candidates are informed on policy issues. It's not picking the right issue or picking what your position is on that policy. It's really meant to, are you forming your critical thought process around this in a way that seems reasonable and we can understand?
This is about being thorough, it sounds.
Very thorough, and frankly, the process is designed to kind of put that stuff forward, right?
Okay.
So again, we're offering the environment, the respondents, the candidates themselves provide the answers based on how they've best view pushing the city forward. And then we, if you think of the ultimate goal is to get to a preparedness, right? Are they both on a reasonable level of critical thinking on the policy issues, and are they ready, right? And so that's how you arrive at these. And so the types of questions that we asked them were, what is your vision for the city of Atlanta and how would you implement it? And we asked them to be as specific as possible. And those aren't the, that's an indicator, right? In terms of where's their thought process on critical issues. That follows by, and again, everyone can view these. You can see them at the individual level for all the citywide elections. We asked them additionally identify the three greatest issues, their perspective on the three greatest issues or problems facing the city of Atlanta, and then specifically how would they work to resolve them, right? So again, through the written, we're asking for them to really kind of put forward their policy. Tell us exactly where you are on issues that you believe that are facing the city that require the most attention. And then we bring them in for the actual interviews. The interviews are focused on very specific components of both what they've stated, but then also additional components that the board agreed to.
So Senator Fort came to me right after the forum, and he wanted to bring my attention to the fact that he did not participate. Mm. Now, two candidates did not participate, but Fort said that he believed those who were assessing him were biased, and the racial makeup was biased. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I don't know what Vincent is talking about. I don't know exactly what specific situation he believes he encountered where that would have been the case. I can only share with you what my direct experience has been, which is when I'm in our board meetings or when we sat in our actual candidate reviews, it was not a male-dominated room. It was not a white person dominated room. It was all of the city, including some of our strongest female leaders and women of color, right? Throughout both the board as well as the candidate interview. So, that's my experience. I don't know exactly what it is that Vincent believed he saw that was opposite of that.
Okay. All right. 404-892-2703. I'm in the studio with David Lee, board member, Committee for a Better Atlanta. Get your calls in, 404-892-2703. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio.
Hi, this is Bernice A. King, and when I want to get real, I listen to Real Talk with Rashad Ritchie, the realest man on radio on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380.
What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703. Social media lighting up. Morgan Rice, Rashad, why don't those candidates not in double digits drop and support those who have a better chance? Norwood is only leading because the black vote is divided. The reason why is because we live in a democracy. And in a democracy, you don't have to drop out because you're not doing well. Remember, there was a time when Kasim Reed was polling at 4%, and he pulled the election off. 404-9227. 03, get you in this conversation. Still in the studio, I have David Lee, Committee for a Better Atlanta board member, and he is also the Executive Vice President of External Affairs and Executive Director for the Atlanta Hawks Foundation. Thank you, David, for remaining with us today.
Thank you, Rashad.
Okay, so I know there's a lot of focus placed on the Atlanta mayoral race, but the truth is there's a lot of transition happening in this state. And city council will not have the same institutional knowledge no matter what happens.
That's right.
After this election. Let's talk about city council president race. Mm-hmm. You guys scored that as well.
We did.
Alex Wan received an excellent. Felicia Moore received an excellent. And C.T. Martin received a well-qualified. Would you like to expound, sir?
that's the beauty of this, right? Like,
right.
So the expound really happens when your listeners go online, right, cbatl.org, and they look at exactly what these candidates had to say for themselves. The score is simply a reflection of how well they comported, not only in the written, but also when they did the verbals, like our version of SAT for elected office,
okay.
Right? And so, I would argue that it's less about the finer points of what distinguishes these point differentials and more about given the opportunity to go and read these responses for yourself, which one most aligns with what you believe, right, as a voter, as your democratic right and your opportunity to register your vote in this election. And so that's what I would encourage everyone to do, to investigate it for themselves.
This is such a unique concept because normally organizations like yours, they will kind of have an agenda, and that is actually acceptable. They're not endorsing a particular candidate, but they have an agenda. You guys don't have an agenda. You simply want the agenda of the candidate to be well thought.
Yeah, the hope is that we end up with a better run government, right? As a result of the candidates themselves having a chance to prove their mettle and having the opportunity to really kind of engage directly in it. The outcome is we want a better environment for citizens and for business and for kids and for adults to thrive in the city. And that gives us a way to look at these scores, right, as again, a lens through which you can evaluate and assess on your own. I think that your point about that there is both a legislative as well as an executive change coming is why it's important for each person listening to look at your particular district. And if you're not familiar, you can get acquainted on cbatl.org, and you can look at your district and see who's running, and then this will give you a really good basis on which to evaluate, right? Again, to look at what concerns you, what's more important, and which candidate, if you've not had a chance to directly engage with them, you can certainly get a much better flavor and understanding for their position on the policies that you are concerned about. And so I think you're right. I think this is this 2018 will be a very interesting pivot year for this city. There's so much going on, and so to have an opportunity to have fresh perspective, new energy, and frankly, solid, incredibly well-run aspects of our city remaining in place and continue to build upon that, right? This is we would love to see multiplier effect and see more neighborhoods and more communities measurably better than they were before this election began.
One of the concepts seems to be with CBA, you may have a good idea, but if that idea is not well thought out, you may not necessarily score high on the scorecard. Is that true?
I think that's an accurate statement, Rashad. You know, it's the ability to possess the thought is important, but the ability to communicate it effectively to then get your legislative agenda done is incredibly important, right? And so without getting too focused on the national issues, there's a reality of how business and government have to run. And so having some fundamentals and understanding that and then working in a very collaborative and cohesive way to get the agenda done on behalf of the people who voted you into office, those are really clear benchmarks and opportunities for us to have those candidates come forward and emerge head and shoulders above. You will not be surprised to see the incumbents, right? The folks who've been in office for a long period of time or some term, they are very well acquainted with the city process. They understand the legislative agenda. They know how to get their matters, bring the attention to them. And so they're naturally going to fall higher, quite frankly, as it relates to their responding to questions, right? Because they kind of get it and they understand it. But that does not mean that a new, not yet served across citywide, candidate doesn't have the opportunity to do the same thing. They absolutely do. And there's some folks on here that you'll see when you look at it. They acquitted themselves very well. And so it's both command of the issue and then your ability to actually get that policy done and get it instituted.
Very well said. For those who are listening, people may want to know more about CBA. How can they get involved?
So we encourage everyone to jump online. We encourage you to really read each one of your district candidates for their responses to the questions. We encourage everyone to vote, obviously. And for those who, if you are motivated as a result of this particular campaign and this cycle, and you would desire to join CBA on further vetting candidates down the road, please feel free to reach out to the organization directly. I'm certain they will receive your interest with vigor and excitement, because the more people we have participating in this from a broad perspective, I think the better it's going to make for the entire process.
Once again, that's cbatl.org, cbatl.org.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate all you do.
Thank you, Rashad.
All right. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check that out. Committee for a Better Atlanta, cbatl.org. Also at CBA Atlanta, at CBA Atlanta. You can follow them on social media. Here's the thing. They do more than the mayoral and president of the city council. They have every other race in the city of Atlanta on here that's dealing with city council. Make sure you are informed. And they have the actual answers to the question, so you can see for yourself. 404-892-2703. Get you up in here. 404-892-2703. I know many of you have been holding, wanting to opine on the latest mayoral forum. Just hold on for me a little longer, 404-892-2703. Remember, you can also hit me up on our group page, Real Talk with Rashad Richie, Real Talk with Rashad Richie. Honest exchange of ideas is the purpose. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Actress Alice.